using in cooking, you know, the cans we open stuff out of and we don't need. We got bins back there, big can. We put paper in them, onion boxes and the stuff, and till we get them full and haul them off or burn them. We did have a scrap garbage dump here. But the people just got throwing it all over the roads, all over the woods, everywhere, and county closed it. Now they got these garbage boxes sitting all on the side of the road, and the county comes and picks them up and carries them and dumps them.
We saw that. All right, when Leona, your wife, cleans and tidies things around here in the morning, what do you say she's doing? Do you have an expression that would refer to her cleaning up?
Well, she's just straightening up. I'd call it straightening up the house for the humans that's been in there.
Straightening up the house.
Company comes in, you see, or anything, and she'd have her chairs fixed like she wants them. Why, they'd take them and drag them, put her around, get closer to the heat or something at them, you know, when it's really cool.
And you say she's straightening up.
And she's straightening up.
All right. And what does she sweep with? What do you call the
a broom.
A broom. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Now, if the door over there was a little open and the broom she'd used was between the wall and the door, what would you say? Or would you have an expression for that? You'd say the broom is where?
Behind the door.
Behind the door.
Okay.
Years ago, on Monday, women usually did what? When the women had to go to the creek or the river to do their wash, what would you say they were doing?
Well, there's a...
Did they have an expression that you recall from?
Well, I don't know. Doubt it'd just be on account of dry weather, no water available at the house. Uh-huh. They'd have to go to the streams somewhere to wash.
Right.
I have known of them having to do that, or haul water to the house to wash with.
All right. If they did the wash on Monday and the ironing on Tuesday, is there a word that you would have used to describe the washing and the ironing together?
I don't know whether it'd be pretty hard to do a big washing in one day,
mm-hmm.
and ironing. It would be pretty hard to do that for a big family.
Yes,
but I reckon there could be a split in it, but it'd be pretty hard for mm-hmm. a big family to have.
When they had to heat the irons, too.
That's right. Mm-hmm. But now we have electric irons, and they can do the ironing so much quicker.
Mm-hmm. Now, if this were a two-story house or a house that had living quarters in two levels, to get to the second floor, what would you go up?
Upstairs.
Okay. Alright. What is built outside the door to walk on and put chairs on out in the front of your house?
Porch next to the house.
Okay. Is there a difference in some of the houses I've seen around in this area that have the big porches or the chairs on a big goes all the way around the house? Do you still call that a porch?
Yes, ma'am. If it goes nearly all the way around, there's something. We got some houses here. It's got a porch nearly all the way around the house. Now, see, the reason of that, I guess, is if the sun rises up here in the morning, they want to sit on the porch. Why, in this hot weather, they be around here and or move around on the other side around here and get in the shade and be nice and cool. And the sun shines here. Then in the evening, the sun gets over in the west on here and be in the shade late of evening and be cool out on
there. In the summertime.
In the summertime.
All right. If the door is open and you don't want it that way, you would say to somebody who comes in,
shut the door.
Okay. And what would you call the boards on the outside of the house that lap over each other?
Weatherboarding.
Weatherboarding.